Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, how are you this evening? And I'm Chicago, a.k.a. the Toy Man, and welcome to an episode of GPEVNet Radio, Young Entrepreneurs Positively Influenced by President Obama. And we have callers coming in, so let's see if we can bring them in with our first number. Hello, caller. Are you there with me?
Hello?
Hello, and who am I speaking with this evening?
This is Joshua. Joshua Walker.
Hey, Joshua Walker. Hi. We have Joshua Walker on the phone with us. He's the co-owner of AMG Culture and executive director of AMGER. He's from Brooklyn. He'll be joining our discussion panel this evening. And we have someone else calling in. Let's see who we have this evening. Are you there with us, Joshua? Can you hear? You good?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. All right, now. Hello, welcome to GPEVNet Radio. And is this BK with us?
I'm here.
Okay,
Shabella.
It's Sheila. It's Miss Shabella of She Means Business. Hello. How are you today?
Hi, how are you guys?
Okay, I have Joshua on the line. Say hello to Sheila, Joshua. Hello, Joshua.
Joshua, I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, right there, we have a couple of callers. Tonight's program is going to be about understanding the trials and tribulations that one has to go through to become an entrepreneur and the benefits and how we can actually help our community. I have Joshua Walker in there. Joshua, say hello to the people. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're involved with, Joshua.
Hey, what's going on, people? Thank you for being so happy to be here. I guess it's sort of in a nutshell what I do is I have a nonprofit organization. It's called Avenue Music Group, and we teach entrepreneurship skills to youth within the community. We're really about exposing young high school kids to positive young adults doing major things within the community. Teaching them real life skills that they're going to need to know later on in life, and really promoting community ownership. So that's in a nutshell what we do.
Okay, that sounds pretty good there. We're waiting for another caller to call in, but we're going to bounce back and forth. Miss Shabella, can you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do?
I sure can. Well, right now I am considered a professional host. I love to host special events. I promote for different organizations, their special events, parties, company gatherings. And it's something that I've found I do very well, and it's my passion. That's part of being an entrepreneur. You have to love what you do. And at the moment, this is exactly what I love to do.
All right. That sounds like you have a very positive outlook on things. Let me ask a few things, and I'm going to bounce back and forth right now. PK is not with us at this moment, but I'm going to bounce back and forth between you, Sheila, and Joshua. And the first thing I want to bring out to the people is understanding that it takes a little bit of doing to accomplish any goals. We want to talk about determination. Joshua, you want to talk to me about how determined did you have to be in order to get your organization to where it's at, to get recognition for what you're trying to do? How long did it take you to actually gather from the day that you said, I want to do this, to where you're at now? Give us a little bit about your journey.
Okay. It takes some time. I still feel like any entrepreneur would say that
no matter where they're at in their career, that they're still growing and they still want to get to a place that's, you know, just better. They always want to do better and do more. So I feel like any and all entrepreneurs would definitely have that same mindset. From the time I said that I wanted to do this, it took maybe a few months to get everything, a few weeks to a few months to get everything, like, situated, whereas, like, really, like, thinking about the ideas and really coming up with a solid game plan of what I wanted to do. And then from there, it's just pretty much just call it. No, when you start out, I think you really got to do things by yourself for the most part.
Did you have anyone to support?
When I first started, no, not really. All my family is pretty much like, hey, you should stay in school. Cause I actually dropped out of school to chase my dream or to follow my passion, my goals. So I didn't really get that much support. But, you know, it's all about believing in yourself.
That segues to my next question. Apparently, you had to make sacrifices in order for you to build what you did. Let us talk to us a little bit about what kind of sacrifices. Did you have to get up early in the morning? Did you have to do a lot of walking around? Did you have to get on buses with no money? Did you have to miss a meal? Talk to us about what you had to sacrifice in order to get your dream going.
Yeah, sacrificing, that's a big thing. A main thing is sleep. I don't usually like sleep anyway, but I will go to sleep maybe. When I first started, I would always go to sleep when the sun came up. That's how I know it was time for me to go to sleep. So I would go to sleep at like 7, probably sleep for maybe like 7 a.m., sleep for like 3 or 4 hours, then get back up and get back to work. Sacrifice. I don't really party or anything, but, you know, I have to sacrifice hanging out with friends, sacrifice maybe doing a lot of things that I would, I guess that's more entertaining because I have to actually work. But when you're doing something that you love and that you're passionate about, it's not really work to you. It's like you actually love what you're doing, so it's like it's not even any type of work, any hard work.
Right. Love is a key word here.
I agree with that statement. I do.
Yeah. Love gives you the understanding for discipline. Sheila, I'd like for you just to talk a little bit about the determination factor. You know, how long did it take you to really get yourself in a position to be recognized as a host? Tell us about that journey from your conception of you wanting to do this to where you're at
now. It's a very interesting story because I had been in a state of lethargic for a little bit, and a friend of mine invited me out. I wasn't hanging out. I wasn't socializing, and I went to a meetup function, and it was a day party. I ran into new friends, and I met some people. But I also got to meet the organizer of the group. And the organizer, he liked my energy. And he just saw something in me, and which I think was dormant because I wasn't a party person. I didn't hang out like that. And he was like, Sheila, you got these people, you know, really, you know, looking to have fun and coming out, you know, to party with you. And I'm like, okay. I feel that, and each time I ventured out, he saw that energy that I excited in other people. Not, you know, getting, you know, tipsy or anything like that, just being around good, mature people and enjoying our downtime. And maybe within a matter of months of being in this group, he asked me to host of my own party. And I was like, okay. And I did. I did some promoting on our webpage, and I just blogged pretty much on the page.
And this journey of you getting into this position, how long do you think it took you from the actual understanding that you had an asset as a host to you doing your own thing with She Means Business. We're trying to listen
well,
to
like I said,
when you, when you were not about She Means Business, and the understanding came to you by way of your friend, by way of you being in position, whereas sometimes messages come to you to make you make life choices. How long did it take you for you to realize this is really what you need to continue
well,
to
that,
be
doing? I was about to say, that first party, I had a 309 turnout members that came to that party. And it was phenomenal for me. I didn't know I had that much of a draw inside of me. It took me from that moment, that function, maybe 2 months into being a member to becoming a host of that group. And from that point, I said, you know what, I could do this for myself. And I started She Means Business. Means I
so it was almost immediately.
Yes.
Sheila, let us know about
your
sacrifices. What did you have to give up to maintain this? Or was this a very easy transition for you to get into this line of work?
Well, I must say, when you find something that you love to do, you make the time for it. You sacrifice maybe spending money on other things and putting it into brainstorming and just working your ideas on how to make parties better, which is what I do, and how to make your guests more comfortable, finding venues. I did a lot of walking around and visiting different venues and thinking, oh, my group would like this place. And, you know, it's just a person that I'm a person that just wants to enjoy life, and I know people are so stressed out, they need that downtime. So I try to make that time when they're out with the phenomenal.
I understand.
All my evidence
I want to take you
yeah,
guys
I'm
into
here.
Another direction. Joshua, you're still there. I want you both to bounce off for the listeners. The discipline. We're going to start with you, Joshua. Tell me what discipline that you have to maintain in order to make sure that you are who you are now.
Disciplines.
In other words, did you have to make sure that you had to work out? Did you have to eat differently? Did you have to make sure that you listened to your alarm clock so you couldn't hang out late at night to be on point? Tell us about the disciplines that you had that a younger person or any individual that's trying to become an entrepreneur may be faced with. So we're starting with you. Give us a few points, and then, Sheila, we're going to go to you, and you're going to give us a few points. So, Joshua, give us a few points of discipline that you yourself noticed that you had to actually instill within yourself to keep going.
Disciplines. I would say having a morning routine. Morning routines are very important in my book to actually go to sleep and wake up around the same time. I know the early bird gets the worm, like, phrase is really corny, but I do believe, like, if you wake up really early in the morning, you're able to just be at peace and think clearer and really get the day started. So around 8 a.m., you'll be done with half the stuff that you have to do during the day. So always waking up early. Rituals, have tea. It's games that I play on my phone, like brain games. I'll make sure I play it every day. Working out, also think is very important because not only your mind, but your body also has to be fit. So those would be some pointers off the back that
okay.
I think is really important.
So basically keeping your body healthy, keeping your mind exercised, because, of course, anything that makes you think exercises your thinking process. Sheila, come on, give us a few things that you might have had to discipline yourself on in order for you to have the energy, the time, the focus to be where you are today.
Well, the discipline that I had to learn is that I was wearing various hats and when to take a hat off and when to put that hat on. I had a full-time job. I still have a full-time job that I maintain during my business hours. And the evening hours, instead of just going home and, you know, having the regular downtime at home, I was on to my second job. So it was like I had two separate lives that I had to make work together and not be overdone, because I had to get up the next morning and do my day job and, you know, have my evening career as well. So it just took time. It's all about time management. And keeping yourself fit is very important. But I'm just telling you, when you love something, you can make it happen. You are determined to make it happen. The discipline is never do too much in one.
Sheila, I want you to hold that thought right there. I think we have Mr. P.K. Kersey joining in the discussion panel. Is that you, P.K.?
Yes, sorry about that.
Okay, you're a little late. Let me introduce you to who's
welcome
on the panel now. We have Mr. Joshua Walker. He's the co-owner of AMG Culture, executive director of AMGER. We have Ms. Sheila Shibella. She's the founder of She Means Business, professional host and special events planner that was just talking about discipline. And we have, introduce yourself, Mr. PK, CEO of PK Pitch, founder and president of That Suits You from Brooklyn. Introduce yourself to the panel.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, my name is PK Kersey, the founder of That Suits You, where we provide suits to men to and training and motivation to get back to work, and just glad to be here.
Okay. Joshua, say hello. Sheila, say hello.
Welcome, PK.
PK, what's going on, brother man?
What's going on? Thank you. What's going on? What's going on?
Okay. We interrupted Sheila. We want her to see if she was just having her last words about the discipline that she had to maintain. We left her with her giving us an understanding of how she had to be aware of wearing the right hats. Hang in there, PK. We're going to get to you and talk a little bit about you as well. You just came in. There's time for you, but I want to finish up with Sheila. It was very interesting to hear about her hats. Sheila, please continue.
Yes, like I said, when you love something and you know it's your passion and you're good at it, you make the time to harness those skills. And by entertainment, in being in the entertainment business, you have to be able to flow. And that means you have to be very watchful, very mindful. You have to listen to your guests. And it works for you as because you grow. You learn about people's likes and dislikes. You learn what's going on in the industry, what's happening in the industry. And to make your event that much more successful, you have to pay attention, keeping
so
a sharp eye.
So the message is to make sure that in your line of work, the disciplines are paying attention, being cognizant of what's going on as they relate to help improving your business situation.
Exactly.
Sheila, I love you.
Yeah.
I want you to hang in there with me. We want to get to PK right quick. PK,
okay.
Joshua and Sheila already gave a little bit to the listeners out here, but we'd like you to talk to us a little bit about what was your determinations. How long did it take you to get to where you're at to reach your goals? Basically, from the first idea that you had to do the things you're doing, what kinds of things that you had to make sure that you did in order to get to this point?
Well, basically just making sure that this was something that I really was focused on doing. I had to making sure I had a passion for it, because there's so many things that come to mind. There's so many other ideas, and there's so many, you know, things that come up that draws your
exactly,
attention. So
exactly.
if you're not really focused and have passion for something that you're doing, then you're gonna do it for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then when the first major trial or challenge comes up, you say, oh, well, you know, maybe it's not at the time, or maybe I shouldn't do this now. But because, you know, I have a passion for what I'm doing, the numerous challenges and the numerous disappointments and the numerous, you know, obstacles that came up, I still push forward with it because I want to see it come to pass. And, yeah, so definitely passion because there's going to be so many obstacles and disappointments.
So passion was one of the
energies
that you relied on, one of your emotional resources that maintained your determination. And talking about that, just to get you caught up to speed, because Joshua and Ms. Sheila's already discussed this, we want to know from you, what type of sacrifices did you have to make? Did you have to get up early? Did you have to put out excess money? You're giving away clothes. Was there financial cost incurred that you had to foot yourself? Did people not agree with your direction? Tell us about some sacrifices you had to make.
Well, I mean, all of them that you mentioned, definitely time sacrifice, financial sacrifice. Those are the two main ones, especially time, because it takes so much time to really get this going, get up and going right. That you know I have family. I was working, then church. So many things that draws my attention, but the time that it takes to really get it up and going right and be consistent with it. I would say the biggest sacrifice is definitely the time, but you're gonna have to put the time in if you want to really see it. Be successful and be right. So I would say definitely the timing factor.
Okay, and just to get you up to speed so we're all together, we were talking about the disciplines that it took when you called in, and Ms. Sheila, she was finishing up what she felt that were the disciplines that she needed to hold on to. Tell us about your discipline. I'm sure there was times that you might have wanted to quit. Tell us about how you fought the urge to quit, how you fought your own discouragement or from others.
Yeah.
But tell us about the discipline it took for you to keep yourself where you're at.
Well, we're about 4 years in right now. So, I mean, definitely the first year when going around and, making connections with different job training programs or schools and colleges. And, you're being told no initially because you think everybody's going to be just as excited about it as you are, and it's definitely not the case. You initially have that excitement, but everybody else, you have to let them know what it's all about. So initially the first few years is just, getting the word out and letting everybody know what it's about. Sometimes you be told, no, I'm not interested, not now. People ignore you, people don't get back to you. And, that can become very frustrating. It can be easy to give up at that point. But those are the times where you have to dig deep and just push, because that's why I said initially that passion, because you're going to get those no's, you're going to get a lot of disappointments, but you just have to be focused and continue to go through that in order to get to the place that it is that you want to get to.
That sounds like a winning understanding there. I get that passion helps you maintain your discipline, helps you not be able to look the other way when it comes to giving up things and you're sacrificing. All right, guys, you're there with me. Our time is winding down. I need to get something else put to the listening listeners out there. I need to understand the ups and the downs, the hardships that almost stopped you in your endeavors. Joshua, you're there. I want to know what was the most most hardest thing, biggest obstacle that almost made you stop. Tell us what it was and how you got around it. Sheila, you're going to answer next, and then PK, you're going to answer last, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joshua, what was the biggest obstacle that almost made you quit? How'd you get around it?
Almost made me quit? It's funny. Honestly, I don't even know. I'll think of something, but honestly, I don't think anything really got me to the point where it's like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore. But I would say just building on what PK said about just not getting any callbacks or you putting your full effort into stuff and you sharing your message or sharing your vision with some people and them just pretty much just like blowing it off, not getting back to you, not caring about it. You always face a lot of things like that, being an entrepreneur, but you just got to push through it. So, honestly, I wouldn't say nothing really got me to the point where I wanted to quit, but that would be the closest thing that I guess
that
the answer
sounds
the question.
Like what it is. A lot of times you can get discouraged. And if you're not feeling like you have the ability to win, that sometimes you'll entertain the thoughts of losing. But when you have the passion, you have the determination, you're willing to make the sacrifices, and you're paying the dues for the sacrifice, then you can get around any hardships that you face, and you don't feel like they're a hardship. Sheila, what's your take? Give us the biggest obstacle in your life that may have prevented you from going to where you're at now, becoming what you are now, and how did you get around it?
Just naysayers, because a lot of folks, they have big dreams, but they never put that first foot out there to make it happen. And when you're sharing your dreams with family, friends, associates, and you have this excitement, people are dream killers. And sometimes that could discourage you, and it has discouraged me once or twice, because those that I wanted to incorporate with my business, they were just a little... maybe I just want to say tenderfooted. They couldn't make that leap from working for someone to working for yourself. And I just had to just put those naysayers behind me and step out on faith. And so far, I've done that, and it's been to my benefit. So I say leave the naysayers behind you. That would be one thing that would hold you back.
That was those that want to hit you with negative energy, discourage your enthusiasm, and block your spiritual light. I understand. Put them right behind you. Our time is actually running down with our last few minutes, VK. Give us the biggest obstacle in your life that may have prevented you from continually doing what you're doing now, and how did you figure out how to get around it?
I would say because I go so hard for people when they share their success or they share what they're doing, I really go hard to help them and provide resources. When it's not reciprocated, surprisingly, you think family and friends are going to be there and do what you need to have done to really bring your vision to pass. And when that didn't happen initially, that was like the biggest shock for me initially, because I go hard for people, and I was expecting the same on my end. And when you get zero effort or, 5 to 10%, it really was challenging for me initially. So that once I got over that and I really didn't, now that doesn't affect me as it did before, but initially that was a big thing. I was like, wow, I felt like I did it. I did enough for people, and that would come back. But when it didn't, that was a big shock initially. So I would say that would be the biggest part.
And I understand. Our time is now running down. This was a very good discussion panel. I thank you all for joining in, giving a lot of helpful insight for anyone that wants to understand what the world of entrepreneur is about. We're going to wrap this up really quickly. We're down to the last 2 minutes. So we have PK Kersey. You can find him on Facebook at PK Kersey. We have Joshua Walker. You can find him on Facebook as Joshua Walker. And Ms. Shabella, she means business. Give us some way in which someone can communicate with you if they want party planning.
My I'm not on Facebook, but my web address, or I should say my email address, is Shebella, NYC, at live.com. You can send me an email, and we can chat more, or if you need my services, you can find me through that email address. Shebella, Shebella, NYC, at live.com.
All right, we're down to our last minute. We've had a great discussion today, ladies and gentlemen out there. This is Entrepreneurs Positively Influenced by President Obama was the name of the topic of our show. We discussed things about discipline, about determination, about sacrifice, about the ups and downs. Right now, people are trying to do positive things, and we're hoping that you got something very good out of this situation. I'd like to say thank you, everybody. So until we can speak again, I'll say good night to Mr. PK Kersey. Good night, sir.
Good night. Thank you, Pastor.
I'll say good night to Mr. Joshua Walker. Good night, sir.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
And I'll say goodnight to Miss Sheila, Miss Shibala. She means business. Good night, Sheila.
Good night, gentlemen. And much success.
Real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my pussy away and keep it tight. All right, and I'ma walk these dogs so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands.